This is A Mexican Crossing Lines. Hello, and welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines with your hosts, Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to 88.1 FM KPPP LP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. We're also broadcasting online through Shoutcast, so you can go to kpppfm.com and listen live. And tonight, we are talking about the escalated police brutality at Standing Rock. Mm-hmm. And around all of the actions of the water protectors there, we have seen an incredible escalation of violence, the most recent of which we reported on in our last show, where we heard that police had reportedly fired live rounds into a vehicle with people inside. Pulled people out of that vehicle, beat the people, and we are still waiting for further confirmation and video evidence of that, but we've interviewed witnesses that have told us that that was indeed the case, in addition to the audio that we brought to you in our last program where one of the eyewitnesses also spoke of what he saw. Mm-hmm. And it's terrifying. It's Trump's America, so we should probably expect that this is the new normal now. Mm-hmm. And everyone is just going to let their freak flag fly and beat the crap out of anybody that opposes the powers that be. Mm-hmm. But it is front and center of what is happening right here in our backyards in North Dakota right now. And we should all be terrified and ashamed of this moment in North Dakota history, in American history, that we are blatantly seeing racially motivated attacks against these water defenders. We've heard of a person that drove through a crowd of elders, mm-hmm. fired shots into the sky.
Yes.
Pistol whipped a woman.
Yeah.
I'm horrified.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of the people that are there. I know a lot of the people that are there.
And there's video evidence and there's eyewitness evidence and there's been nothing in the news. There's been nothing done by the police department.
No, I mean, it's being made very clear that Morton County is a, you know, private security force for corporations, I guess, because they are completely ignoring the complaints that are being made by water defenders of police brutality, of DAPL security, violations of the hired people mm-hmm. that DAPL has put in at work at their facilities, at their locations. And there's been no action by Morton County Sheriff's Department to charge those people or to hold them accountable for any of the crimes they've committed, whether it's people flying under false flag, people coming into their camp, posing as water defenders with an automatic weapon.
Yeah, with weapons. And
just the list is now endless mm-hmm. of the human rights violations and the crimes that are being committed against humanity, against Indigenous people. I begin this program in a very sober tone because we have been witnessing on firsthand through our interviews with people the trauma that is being inflicted upon our Indigenous relatives at Standing Rock and our relatives from all nations that have come from all over the world and all over the country that are standing with the people there. So it pains me greatly that this is what is happening in our state, mm-hmm. that this is what we are allowing to be our legacy, our history, not only of what we're doing to Indigenous people, but what we are doing through police brutality to our citizens, to visitors. I don't know how much money they spent. I can't remember how much money they spent on all of those North Dakota tourist ads where they had that television star. I don't remember what his name is.
Yeah, I forget his name too.
Josh something, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Yeah, some famous local. Yeah.
Yeah, some local yokel dude. But anyway, I don't know how much they paid him, but I think they wasted their money and they just put a whole bunch of millions of dollars into those tourist ads right before all of this stuff happened at Standing Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you that there have been more people that have visited North Dakota from all over the country and from all over the world in the past 6 months than probably have in the past 10 years.
Exactly.
Because of Standing Rock.
Exactly.
And they have had and could have a beautiful memory of their time in the state visiting Native reservations, absorbing the beautiful culture and the scenery of the prairies. But instead, many of them are taking away a horrible picture of the police state that has developed in our Cannonball area.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a reflection of much deeper problems that are existent, but also that are erupting as a result of a Trump election in our country.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to look at what's happening right now and address it. We can't leave this for somebody else to take care of. We can't wait until somebody talks about where is the leadership in our community calling for. Where are the protests in our community calling for Fargo police to be brought back to Fargo or for Sheriff Laney to be brought back to do his sheriffing in Cass County?
Exactly.
And where are all of the people that are demanding that we stop using our police forces, our local police forces, to go beat and brutalize indigenous people who are praying and their allies?
Yeah.
It is horrific what we have allowed to happen in our own community through our silence. Because what? We're too scared to tell Sheriff Laney and his thugs to stay at home and not participate in brutalizing indigenous people? Or because we don't want our police forces from Fargo doing that either? Or is it because you're afraid that those people will hurt you if you express your distaste for what they're doing? Because if it is the latter, then you shouldn't leave that sleeping giant for people of color and marginalized communities to have to resolve. We've already been dealing with police brutality and injustices for generations. It's time for everyone in our community to say, enough is enough. We will not tolerate this kind of abuse from our police forces. If you were afraid that our police forces were going to do something terrible to prayerful indigenous people at Standing Rock, how much more afraid are you going to be when those same police forces come back to brutalize people here in Fargo? Now you've seen what they're capable of, and you've heard what they're capable of saying, how they're capable of lying directly to your face about what you see, gaslighting you. And, you know, it's something that we as a community can stand against. We can stand against hate and brutality in this country. Just because President-elect Donald Trump is here doesn't mean that the brutality and the racism of this country hasn't always existed. And it's up to us to stand against it. So to begin today's program, I want to bring you a report from Unicorn Riot at the Wells Fargo Action in Bismarck, where Fargo police, Fargo's finest, are out there beating, dislocating the shoulder of, and hooding a water protector, a veteran who was having PTSD, he was having a panic attack while they were beating him.
On the streets of Bismarck, downtown Bismarck.
Yeah, on the downtown streets of Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want to see in the downtown streets of Fargo? The police indiscriminately beating someone, dislocating their shoulders? How do you want How would you like for you to have your children witness one of their police officers do that to someone? Would they feel safe with that police officer? Would they feel safe calling them? You guys need to think about all of this, because these are the people that we have exported to Standing Rock, and which we will be inheriting back into our community after they become these monsters in the eyes of everyone. Because that is exactly what they are showing themselves to be. People that are capable of disregarding the human rights, the human lives of peaceful water protectors. In this case, I believe it was a white guy.
Yep.
I think his name sounded they'll say his name in the audio. And you can hear Sheriff Laney clearly speaking about this. What is hilarious to me, it would be hilarious if it wasn't so horrifying, is that there's video of the police forces of our area there, including Sheriff Laney, yes, leading them.
Yes.
And he's right there on the video. You could see his face. Mm-hmm. You will hear his voice.
He's identified as a sheriff, and he responds as Sheriff Laney.
Yep. He responds when the reporter asks him questions from Unicorn Riot. And the Fargo Police Department has just posted on Twitter that they're denying having been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, nope, that didn't happen. It's not surprising, because we've heard Morton County Sheriff's Department deny so many of the things that they were doing, even though they were caught red-handed on video doing them. So this is the future of what is to come if we do not stand up against it. Let's listen to this audio from that beating of this man.
Help! Help! I'm being kidnapped!
Head is bloody.
Be nice to him. Head is bloody.
This man's head is bloody. They're beating him. This man's injured. He needs medical care. Impressed, sir. Impressed, documenting on a public sidewalk.
Get on the street! Get on the street!
Sir, I'm press. I'm press, documenting on a public sidewalk. Do I have the right to film from here?
This is public ground. This is public ground.
Get out of the street!
He just ordered them into the street. Okay, so the sheriff's ordering people into the street, then ordering them out of the street as they're like... Sir, I went into the street when you told me to, then you told me to get out of the street. That's what...
Which is it?
So, yeah, police violently took this man down. As people were trying to film it, they ordered them into the street and then said, get out of the street. What are you doing in the street? So, this man has head wounds. There's this man who's on the ground right now has head wounds. I witnessed the police beating and kicking him.
Dislocated my shoulder!
He's saying they dislocated his shoulder.
Help! Hospital!
Sheriff Laney, I'm just confused. I was ordered into the street and then told to get out of the street.
Get off the street. Get back on the sidewalk over there.
That officer back there ordered me into the street. I just want to know where I can be.
We'll get her clarified for you.
Okay.
All right?
I just want to make sure
we're... What I need you to do is quit closing in on the officers, all right?
Okay.
They don't know what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I'm just here documenting with the police's actions in public.
You got fighting with them. You're trying to keep him safe, and then you're closing in on him to get a picture. So just step back. No, I don't think so. They're trying to just get him to the van. He won't walk.
Reality. You're going to get a multi-million-dollar lawsuit for this.
I'm just trying to be here to document. I'm not trying to obstruct you.
You guys got the ACL. You got everybody in on this, and it's all on camera. You guys have to obey the Constitution. You have to obey the law. If you don't, there's legal consequences.
You understand the law.
We'll see.
You guys break it all the time, though. You guys understand the law. Why you guys break it?
You don't have an answer, right?
Bring it right up.
Gotta
move out.
And doesn't matter because you're dead in 10 years from global warming.
Sir, I need you to go back over here, please.
Okay, so where can I film? This arrest is newsworthy. I need to film it for the news.
There's a squad coming through.
Okay.
You need to move.
There's no cars allowed on the sidewalk. I don't know. Can you close it?
No, just stay back.
Is this against the law right here? I'm not a dog. You don't talk to me like a dog.
This guy's saying, help, I need a hospital. They put some sort of hood on his face. This man is bleeding from the head. They put some sort of bag on his face.
Be gentle, please. Please be gentle. He's obviously in pain.
This guy's bleeding from the head. He's saying they dislocated
obviously
his shoulder.
Pain.
So yeah, this man's bleeding from the head, and they put some sort of bag on his head. Hooding is considered torture under international law. I don't know if this is hooding or what.
Back across the street on the sidewalk, so we have vehicles going to be leaving. We don't want you to get hurt. Just get on the sidewalk across the street.
Across the street.
Tell you what, to find a safe way to go.
Across the street to the sidewalk. Across the street to the sidewalk.
Okay, they're beating this man as they're moving him.
You're consuming the sidewalk, you guys.
Across the street.
Okay, they're beating this man pretty badly now.
Stay back, guys. Stay back.
Okay.
They're beating on him.
He's struggling. Stop grabbing his gun! Get a hold of him!
They're saying stop grabbing his gun. I did not see that man grab a gun.
Be gentle, guys.
Maybe tell him to quit fighting. Maybe he'll listen to you. Maybe he'll listen to you.
All right, try it. Stop it.
This guy's saying he tried to pick a flower. He's done military service and he's having a panic attack.
He's a veteran. He just tried to pick a flower.
You dislocated my shoulder! Ow! You dislocated my shoulder! Help! They dislocated my shoulder! Help! I didn't do nothing!
Don't argue with cops, argue with judges!
Help! I didn't do nothing!
You can see they've got a bag of sort on this man's head. The Morton County Sheriff has practiced hooding on people before, which is considered a form of torture by the United Nations. You can see they've got a hood on this man's head. And he's bleeding from the head.
Charles Jordan, help!
He says his name is Charles Jordan.
I am Charles Jordan! They slammed my head! They dislocated my shoulder!
Spit hook?
We know, Charles. Okay. Charles, try to be calm and they'll hurt
you. So
is
that... Hooding is considered a form of torture by the United Nations. This isn't hooding?
That's a valid spit hood.
Okay. Sheriff Laney says this is a valid spit hood.
Charles, go to jail. We'll bail you out, get you through. We'll sue these people. We'll suffer greatly for this.
Charles, try to go with them. Charles, be gentle. Be gentle, guys.
Sorry, I'm not trying to...
Just go across the street on that sidewalk. It's pretty simple.
And what did he do is pretty simple too. Couldn't you answer that?
Just go to the federal building.
We're back. Thank you for listening to A Mexican Crossing Lines. And, you know, today, if you've just tuned in to our program, we're talking about the escalated brutality of police at Standing Rock and, you know, surrounding the actions of peaceful water defenders. And one of the things that folks have seen, you know, people talking about police brutality is nothing new. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. Black people certainly have been talking about police brutality escalating and the way in which militarization of our police departments have been used against people protesting brutality, killings of police, injustice in the courtrooms and the decisions of the, you know, the acquittals of many of these police officers of any charges for what they've done. Most recently, there was a case in Minneapolis or nearby Minneapolis where Philando Castile was murdered by an officer there, and they just announced that he will be charged with manslaughter.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, folks, this is happening in North Dakota. This is happening in Bismarck. This is happening in our backyard by our officers. I mean, this is not in a big city far away. This is downtown Bismarck. And we're going to post a video from Unicorn Riot on this podcast at kpppfm.com. So you can actually see for yourself. We gave you the audio, but the video is just, it's appalling. It's appalling with all those officers and what people are doing. There's no reason why someone should be beaten to the ground and bloodied and handled that way and thrown into a vehicle and arrested and with a head injury, with a hood over their face and being beaten all the way to the car. You know, it's disgusting.
And what's even more troubling, and we've talked about this before, is the way in which the police attack the media. We saw this escalation throughout the years where police weren't just comfortable kidnapping someone, snatching them off the street, questioning them, shaking them down for no reason without any probable cause, and then beating the crap out of them in broad daylight. With the onset of all these cameras and cell phones and people videotaping them and people doing cop watching and you know, cop coverage, what has resulted is the police use tactics to shield people from being able to see what is happening to the victim of their brutality.
Yeah.
They form, you know, rings of officers that are shifting their legs and, you know, splaying their hands to keep cameras from being able to peer even between the legs and the arms of the officers behind where you can see people beating someone. You know, you can see fists going up and down and batons going up and down.
Yeah.
And you can hear the thuds, and you can hear the cries of the victims that are being beaten. We've seen that escalation. We reported on a 15-year-old girl right here in Fargo.
Exactly.
2 years ago, where they sent 13 police officers, and the folks there told us the police went in without their cars so that what they did wouldn't be captured on dash cams. The people there told us that they send all these squad cars in afterwards, after they're making their arrest, not to protect, you know, the community, but to protect the officers who are there committing a crime, who are there beating someone, who are there harming people because they don't want anyone to see their crimes.
Exactly.
So they bring in all of their police officer friends to form a little circle around them and to threaten people with tasers. We had one of that young lady's sisters, an older sister, report that when she came out upon hearing her sister scream, a police officer pointed a taser at her and her child, her infant. Pointed the taser light directly at her infant, she was holding in front of her. The callous disregard for human life and the brutality with which these police are behaving should shock us all. It has been reported in our community that we've had these problems both in Fargo and in Moorhead by our police departments here, and we've done precious little to address it. Now we have exported our thugs onto peaceful water defenders in another county in North Dakota. And we are being humiliated across the country and across the world.
Exactly.
We are showing the worst of our state. And it is sickening. It is devastating. Forget about the tourism. It's horrible for the legacy of relationships between and trust of police departments.
Exactly. And
let Laney say again that they're being hunted.
Yeah. Yeah, and then people were not having a riot in Bismarck today. And, you know, we really want to hear from you because you really need to get involved with holding our law enforcement accountable. You can call us on our message line at 701-566-0917. You can leave a message and we'll get back to you. We may play it on the air. You can tweet us at media_PPP. You can email Cindy at kpppfm.com or Duke at kpppfm.com. You can follow us on Facebook at 88.1 FM Fargo Moorhead, the People's Press Project, and Mexi-Ken.
Mm-hmm. And I thank all of the people that send us messages and comments and cards. And, shout out to Harlan. Thank you. Yeah. We are putting your donations to work to help water defenders get back to camp.
Yes. And thank you, Harlan Sylvester. Yes. Thank you very much.
And we also thank all of the rest of you who go online, who donate through our website at kpppfm.com. You can click on the donate link. You can use PayPal. You can donate with a credit card.
Exactly.
You can write us a check and mail it to us at our house.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Any way that you wish to support community non-commercial news is really, really important right now, because as we heard and we've seen, the police are targeting the journalists who are trying to tell these stories. They're purposely keeping us away from any information so that we can't tell all of you what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all be afraid and ashamed of that.
Yep.
So I want to share with you one of the interviews that I've done, a recent one about an action that took place at a man camp.
Yep.
In
east of Mandan.
Yep. And they, you know, a group of people went down there because the Bakken has brought along with it a lot of missing and murdered Indigenous women. And so they were there for that purpose. And many people were arrested that day. We were fortunate enough to meet a precious water protector named Bishop Underdog after his arrest. And here's what he told us about that day. Hey, everybody, this is Cindy Gomez-Shump with KPPPLP 88.1 FM Fargo Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. And tonight I have a very special interview with Bishop Underdog. And that's Underdog, UNDURDOG. I'd like to welcome you to our studio. I know that you have been through a harrowing experience. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
My name is Bishop Underdog. I'm from New Mexico, out there near the Four Corners area. So all my Four Corner people listening, we are being represented out here in Standing Rock. Just know that my shoey's out there. I'm here for y'all.
And did you come from the New Mexico area by yourself, or did you come up with a group of people? Like, is there more people for representing from New Mexico? I know that there is, because I've seen a lot of New Mexico, Arizona people up there.
Well, I just actually caught a ride with somebody I never met in my entire life, and I helped him drive here. And it was pretty scary, to say the least, because they had this big old, I would say bus. And, you know, they had, you got to have them air in the sides, not the tires, but they have a little control with air on there. So if they're low, the turning is horrible on those things. So I was kind of in a predicament where I had to stay locked in my arms for 14 hours in the same position.
But how does that compare to what you went through yesterday?
Well, yesterday was, to say the least, it was disappointing, very disappointing. I'm disappointed in those who wear a badge that says protect and serve. I'm very disappointed in those that claim to be watching the people when they're really not watching the people, and working for these corporate entities that are running our nation to the ground. And that's what's point blank going on. Let's be honest. Why lie about it? Your alliance are with these other people that don't care about us. They don't.
You know, it's something that we've seen played out over and over again. We've been hearing this message that our lives do not matter, that corporations are running our government, that the police are out of control, that they have no accountability, that they can beat and kill without any oversight, punishment. It has to be terrifying to be in that place, seeing it played out. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are still asleep and then they don't believe that. They think that the protect and serve means, you know, if you got a problem, you know, call the cops because they're going to come and help you. But as an Indigenous person, what is the reality?
Point blank, I asked why they don't stand up for these missing Indigenous women. Why aren't they standing up for these women who are going missing around their areas? And I got no response. I've gotten no response from anybody. And it's very disappointing because I bet they were originally going into that job with the means to actually protect and serve when these corporate entities start clouding their idea of it. And it put them to this position to where they can't even probably sleep good at night right now. And if they can't sleep good at night, why are they still working that job to be protecting and serving people if they can inflict pain on the people that they're supposed to be watching? And so it was just very disappointing, to say the least, that I have to fight my own government to want clean water, and I have to fight my own people that are supposed to be protecting me and serving me just to have these next generations not pay for our mistakes. Please, you are going to be on your deathbed regretting these moments of throwing these people down and tasing them and beating them down and spraying them with pepper spray, spraying them, dropping gas on them. You are doing wrong. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting your soul. That's why you can't sleep at night. That's why you have all this depression. That's why you have all this pain on you. You're going against humanity. You're going against what you're here for.
I can't imagine what it's like to be on the front lines. I've seen a lot of videos of it. And you're speaking to me now because you're one of the people that were arrested. And I want to thank you for being on those front lines, protecting that water and protecting the future of our children and our grandchildren. For me and for everybody else, because not all of us can be out there. Not everybody knows even what is happening, and everybody needs to know what is happening. The stand at Standing Rock is something that people around the world need to be talking about, need to be getting involved in. They need to come and show their support now, right now. Even now, as I have heard in recent reports that they are sending out a new regiment of the Army National Guard just hours ago. And that scares me. It terrifies me because the disregard for human life that I have seen against my relatives at Standing Rock, against women, against elders, against children. It is terrifying. And I know that it is painful for you to remember it and recall it right now. But I want to ask you, what happened to you? What was done to you? What did the police do to you?
First thing that I remember was them headbutting me with a shield on my, directly on my face. And I got disorientated, and next thing you know, they're throwing me down on the ground with no weapons. I had no weapons. I had nothing but, you know, personal items like OSHA, corn pollen, personal items that I know are, you know, good for me and what my people hold close to them. So I got thrown to the ground. I'm laying on the ground and not moving, and they keep yelling, "Stop resisting, stop resisting." And I'm laying there yelling, "I'm not resisting, I'm not resisting." And right there, the cop that was sitting on my back shot me on my back when I was on the ground, face down.
With a taser?
With a taser, yes.
Point blank?
Point blank. So it was so deep that I needed a medic, and I was standing there bleeding for what seemed like over an hour. But these, you know, I didn't want them to take it off, because there would be, with that disregard for human life while I was laying on the ground, it proved to me that they wouldn't have, you know, no regard than just pulling it out and hurting me. So I asked for, you know, a medic, because I didn't feel safe. That it was at that point that I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel safe, not from the people that were around me, but from the people that were supposed to be protecting and serving unarmed people.
What were you doing that day? What were you praying for? I heard you mention missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Missing Indigenous women are the main reason why all these man camps need to be gone. Every single man camp out there, if you do the statistics, this is what is going to come down to. A lot of women go missing around these man camps. They know this. They got the same statistics as we do. That we, you know, the people that I know, they don't just make up statistics out there. You know, these people in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, they educate all their people, the Red Nation. I can definitely say that they don't just pull numbers out the air. So I know for a fact that these people are involved with these things, because it's too evident, it's too obvious, and the fact that it's around American, all over America, it's around all over America, around reservations mostly, and like all these pipelines. You never see a pipeline go through a golf course or go through, you know, these mansions and whatnot. They never go through that, but they'll go through a reservation quick. One of the brothers out there on Standing Rock once said, "They are just waiting to break up the lands of the American tribes. They're just waiting to spread it around amongst their rich people out there that are just waiting to get the deeds of our land. They're just waiting for that."
That's exactly what's been happening the entire time that our country has been colonized. I mean,
this, you see, the same thing's going on in Palestine. These people are going mm-hmm. through our same struggle. Mm-hmm. They're utilizing what they learned through the native. They're utilizing what they've done to the Native American people, and they're spreading it all over the world. They know what they're doing.
That's what they based the final solution. That's what the Hitler based his final solution in
concentration camps.
Yeah, he did that on
reservation based on reservations. Yes, I know about this too. And
people the Vatican, don't know about that.
The
though.
Vatican has the doctrine of discovery still to this day that they use. Look that up, people. the Vatican has the doctrine of discovery. They go to an island that indigenous people are occupying and state this is God's land, and all of a sudden, like that, it's converted to whoever is closest, and that is Caucasian. And that's how it started out over here, and that's how they're, you know, the Vatican is still promoting this in a sense, because they still have it in their doctrines and whatnot, you know, the doctrine of discovery.
Yeah, but you know what? The conquistadores,
yeah,
they're suffering too right now, because 1 in 5 of their white women in college are getting raped. This is not the rape of women is not just for indigenous women, although black and indigenous women, about 50% of us are going to be raped before we're 18, most of us more than once. And that's just a statistic we have to live with.
No, we don't. But no, we don't. Men out here, we have to, in a sense, take hold of our communities and be warriors again. Be men of character and men of ethics. Lead by example and stop this rape culture that I'm learning about recently. That I'm trying to correct in my life, in my ways, because I have not understood such things until recently. And I'm, you know, I gotta admit, my music and the way I started out was all negative, because that's the lifestyle I lived. Mm-hmm. And that's the lifestyle that I was put into, because poverty and whatnot, how else are you going to survive and maintain? And you go through the negative and violent routes, because that's so easier to do. And that's how they wanted it. That's how they made it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I educated myself, I realized that they were the ones that are their own downfall. Because once they give these people nothing, once they give these people that nothing, they have nothing to lose. And so when you have people that have nothing to lose, those are the ones that are really willing to go out there for the people and show them there is no longer nothing to fear.
I've seen so many of them at Standing Rock. And you know what is amazing to me? That all these nations are coming together and we're healing. We're healing because we don't have to ask for permission to educate our children in their indigenous languages at Standing Rock. We can just establish the school and we can do it. We don't have to ask to heal our people in a doctor's office at a clinic that is discriminatory against us and doesn't even take care of us. We can go to Standing Rock and everybody gets medicine. Everybody gets cared for. We can do things. We can see the model at Standing Rock for our people to liberate ourselves, and people have the opportunity to put their emotion into action. What you're talking about, people have a desire to serve their people. Everybody has a desire to serve their people. And when you can fulfill that, it is literally the best feeling in the world. To not be held back from doing what you can do. And when you're there in that community, you're asked, if you're a nephew, come and help us unload trucks. Come and help set up teepees. Come help us cook. You know, help and serve the community. And that is a place where people feel the purpose that they have not been allowed to have in ceremony, in prayer, and every day. That is such a beautiful thing. Our people haven't had that. So it is very healing. It is a very healing experience. But you know, what you're talking about takes us back to the suffering, because many of the people that I have interviewed there, I've asked them what it was like back at home, in their community, on their reservation. And they talked about their lives, talked about how fossil fuel industries had already poisoned their land, poisoned their water. Many of them worked on the pipelines. Many of them had family members that sold easements to fossil fuel industries and got money from them. And they're now reaping the horrors in diseases, deaths, rape, murder, crime, and on and on. And they don't want to go back home. They literally do not want to have to go back to the misery of what the world has created for them. There's something very unique happening at Standing Rock. I feel that our mother is actually calling out for us to save her now. Like a cry for us to listen to right now. That we have to answer. That all of us have to answer to. Because we will not live without her. We cannot live without our water. We cannot live without our Mother Earth. So I want to ask you to tell me, what is your message? You've experienced a lot. You've gone through a lot to be where you are right now, serving your community, doing what you're doing at Standing Rock. What's your message to the people that are listening about your experience?
There's so much. I just don't know where to begin. I just want all the people to listen to. Be strong and stop seeing these lines in the sand that they're trying to make everybody live in. You know, they constantly are putting lines in the sand for us. You know, your race, color, creed, what's your basketball team, football team, baseball team, who's your pick for the UFC fight, who's all these things they're trying to divide us in which we will never be able to really unify unless we see beyond these things. I just ask that everybody unifies on things and see each other for what we are. That's human. Please see each other for what we are, and that's human. And, you know, especially those that oppose, you know, what they're hearing. I really know there's the ones that probably will wish for you and all to shut up already about Standing Rock because they're tired of it, because they're stuck on that 40-hour week robot momentum. I'm saying this to you. You're getting yourself sick and you're going to be having your kids sick and they're going to be living with these cancers out there if you don't do nothing right now. Anything. Stop drinking that soda that has, Pepsi just recently got found with carcinogens that cause cancer. And stop banking at Wells Fargo just because they started making accounts in your name. And stop doing all this is making everything fall in their favor. Start being self-sufficient. Start growing your own vegetables and your own livestock. Stop being dependent on Monsanto for killing off the people. Stop brushing your teeth with fluoride. You know, some might not believe that, but still look it up. You know, Educate yourself on these things. And I'm still learning. I'm not even going to say I'm the best at learning these things. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm definitely going to show my heart when it's needed. And I will stand up for those missing indigenous women that are gone. And I actually wanted to do a... Can I do a little acapella since I don't have a little... You know, it's something Please. That actually pertains to such things in my people and whatnot. So I did this song originally the first time I performed it. It was in Albuquerque on Indigenous Peoples Day. The very first Indigenous Peoples Day, right? It just barely got turned into it like that Thursday or Friday before that Monday. So we were going to protest Columbus Day that day, but as soon as they changed it that Thursday or Friday, we're like, okay, well, we're gonna, you know, still gonna march and still gonna be proud that we are indigenous people. And I actually wrote this song for that event, and it pertains to everything. So it goes like this. Well, the hook you know, it's a lady. It says, "Don't forget about me. Don't forget about me." And so when I say that, just imagine the woman saying that.
Don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me.
Yeah. So the song starts with like this. Give me a second. Hold on. His daughter was a beauty waiting for her rite of passage. When foreigners saw the rituals as heresy and savage. Somehow these tactics were based on lust and greed. Cause they kidnapped his daughter for their lustful needs. They deemed her unholy before they tied up her body. Guess she met the criteria for the Santa Maria as a sex slave. And you can't fathom that idea of immortalizing a kidnapper or even a rapist. But you do it every year when you salute Columbus. And teachers spread fictitious lies all over America. Denying history from us for the love of the U.S. Denying her existence, but in my heart I feel her presence. Crying in the wind, though she'll never breathe again. She whispers me the things she wishes were all a dream. No matter how she was treated, she will always be a queen. But at the end of the night, she screamed, "Was it all a dream? Don't forget about me." I hear my bloodline crying over crimes committed. They're saying, "Don't forget about me." Watch me unwind time, show you more specifics. The yelling, "Don't forget about me." My people fought for this land before the U.S. existed. Screaming, don't forget about me. So it's only right I show disobedience while I'm still living. Pape knew what the Spaniards were doing was wrong, so he thought up this idea. The people went along, revolutionary criteria deemed worthy of a song. Told the people only ways to unite the pueblos against the common enemy who resembled his own devil. Depict the day of the revolt and they were off to spread the news. Disguised as rope knots to keep the enemies misconstrued. They walked around with their Bibles as if to hide their true idols. Final round in killing the people who refused to be slaves. Each pueblo got the message, revolt to sustain. Plans almost got besieged, but they never came to that stage. Then came the day the people let out their rage. Took refuge on Corn Mountain after the coup d'etat. Conquistadors couldn't climb without an armor, shields, and all. So they stripped their own armor off. That's when their lives were all lost. But it wasn't as fierce as the Trail of Tears. Don't forget about me. I hear my bloodline crying over crimes committed. They're saying, don't forget about me. Watch me unwind time, show you more specifics. They're yelling, don't forget about me. My people fought for this land before the U.S. existed, screaming, don't forget about me. So it's only right that I show disobedience while I'm still living. Picture a Holocaust denied at all costs. The cost of colonization is the raping of children and women, the annihilation of tribes by self-righteous Christian men. Annihilating women they thought were abomination in the Catholicism. See, the sex trade started when the Mayflower departed. Couldn't find gold, so they went cold-hearted. The first grave robbers in America were European, infuriating those who respect for their fellow human beings. Cause the indigenous knew to cleanse the mind, body, and soul. While some Europeans stayed dirty as their priests with 9-year-olds. Subjugating the women to justify their abduction. Chopping off the legs of men with revolt connections. And the two I mentioned are just a couple of victims. They spent their last days on one leg wondering why she laid up on her deathbed with no one to hear her cries. But they hear them in the bloodline chanting one last time, saying, don't forget about me. I hear my bloodline crying over crimes committed. They're saying, don't forget about me. Watch me unwind time, show more specifics. They're yelling, don't forget about me. My people fought for this land before the U.S. existed, screaming, don't forget about me. So it's only right I show disobedience while I'm still living.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. That was so beautiful. You almost made me cry. I was trying to keep it together. I was listening to your words. That went deep. Went very deep.
I do this for, you know, the music. I originally started very negative, like I said, and the progression has come to that where it is right now in terms of that song, because my last CD I dropped was basically based on how my incarceration and the person I am now and how I changed for the betterment of me within self. And I got to learn that, you know, they can cage my body, but they can't cage your spirit. They can't cage your mind. They can't cage your intellect. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just, I just know that my bloodline will be strong and that my future will be good for those that I look out for, because I have a whole network of people that I look out for from my tribe, you know, in terms of family and whatnot. I really think that all of us have to make the changes in our own lives, in our own times. And so I don't ever knock anybody for their position in life where they're at, because, you know, I was in positions in my life where I would have knocked myself if I had done that. So, you know, I believe Malcolm X spoke on this too. So it's these things that we do when we're feeble-minded, you know?
When we're lost.
Yeah, and so we need to find ourselves and come back together.
Mm-hmm. We need to remember.
Yeah.
We need to remember.
Our spirit, our...
Instead of being fractured people.
Yeah.
Fractured by all these things that fracture us.
Yeah, exactly.
Divisions, lines, borders, lines. All these things, and come together as a community.
Yes.
I thank you so much, brother, for everything that you are doing at Standing Rock, in your life, in music, everything that you're doing. Thank you so much for the interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to my peoples, man. Shout out to my peoples out there doing it. Shout out to my peoples, the BSKs. Y'all know how we do it all day, all day. Black Snake Killer, Black Snake Killer. You know how we do it, Farilla.
Thanks to all of you for having this discussion with us and being part of our, you know, we're trying to have a open and honest discussion about the escalated police brutality in our state, in our country, the hatred that we've seen against people of color, indigenous people. And it's something that is very important for us to continue to discuss. So thank you for being here with us on KPPP LP 88.1 FM Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. Miniwichoni, water is life.
It's a fact, and you know that psychological warfare have a stem. Lavender, come and correct. We are never powerless, and you know this. Lavender, come and correct. We are never powerless, and you know this. We are broadcasting. There's a media blackout everywhere. 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 Censorship of news. Suppress garbage. Mega corporations control what we read. Armies controlling our community. Artists. We live in a state of censorship. There's a media blackout everywhere. There's a media blackout everywhere. There's a media blackout everywhere. There's a